Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Adriana. How may I help you?
Yes, I just received my bill. I see your numbers here with an amount. My name is, do you want the number to M&T account?
Can you provide me your zip code?
Pardon?
Can you provide me your zip code?
18222.
You said 18222?
18222.
And what is that first and last name?
Pardon?
What is that first and last name?
Caparell. Caparell.
And for security purposes, can you verify your shipping address? For security purposes, can you verify your shipping address?
I can't understand you, I'm sorry.
For security purposes, can you verify your shipping address?
I'll call back. Maybe we can get a better connection. Wait, hold on.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Can I help you?
Yes, your husband. Yeah, your husband just called. I just needed him to verify the shipping address.
Oh, it's 329 Four Seasons Drive, Drums, Pennsylvania. Is this the bank or is this the company?
This is the company.
And what is this? What's SwiftNourish.com?
Okay. So it looks like this started back on February the 27th. Your husband ordered the Melody Pods, which are earbuds, and they also came with the Melody Smartwatch, which is a fitness tracker and a warranty. It was from $792.
He never got anything like that.
You say you've never gotten anything?
No, you never got you never got earbuds or a watch or anything like that, a fitness watch? No. And he's in a wheelchair, so I handle all the, nothing ever came like that.
Not sure why, because this tracking number here says that it was delivered on March the 11th. So maybe somebody
maybe
else may have.
Maybe it went someplace else.
Yeah. So you said the address was 329 Four Seasons Drive, right?
Yeah. And
yeah,
what town do you have? Drums?
Yes. So somebody may have picked up your package.
That's a possibility, but, I mean, we never, I don't even know what it was. Or he, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, but the reason you see these charges is because he placed his order back on February the 27th. When he agreed to pay shipping and handling, he's also agreeing to do a trial. The trial lasts for 14 days or longer if he called and asked to prolong it.
And what was the trial for?
The trial was for to test the products out. If he didn't like them, he could have returned them without being charged.
But he never got anything.
Yeah, so not sure what's going on. But yeah, on our on the system it says that it was delivered on March the 11th. So maybe somebody may have picked up your package.
It could be because we don't have it. We never got it.
That's all right. So because we didn't know that you didn't receive your package, the reason you see those charges is because that 14-day trial expired.
So what happens now? Since we never got it, can you reverse those charges?
Let's see. So I can reship you more bottles. Not bottles. I can ship you another watch and earbuds.
You know what? He is in a wheelchair. He had a stroke. He doesn't even know what he's ordering. We don't really need this stuff. I don't have it. I don't want it. He needs earbuds like a hole in the, you know what, and a fitness watch. He's in a wheelchair. I mean, he doesn't know what he's doing.
Okay, let's see. Give me one moment.
Thank you.
Okay. So, with the watch, it's supposed to help to track your heart rate, oxygen level, blood pressure, as well as many other different things.
Yeah, I know what they are. But he has a nurse coming 3 days a week to do that. I mean, he's what can I tell you?
And with the earbuds, they're good for listening to music while you're going on walks, doing household chores, or just simply just sitting around. So one thing I could do is I can offer you a 35% discount, not the discount, 35% refund on both the $69.97 and $64.97 and reship you new items.
So what, how much of a discount, 30% off of, what does the whole total come to?
With the 35% discount, the $69.97, you'll be refunded $24.49, and the $64.97, you'll be getting back $22.74.
That's the best you can do?
I said, you're fine. I can go up to 50%. You'll be getting back $32.49 from the $64.97, and from the $69.97, you'll be getting back $34.99.
And that's it, even though we don't have anything.
I can go up again to 75%. From the $69.97, you'll be getting back $52.48. And from the $64.97, you'll be getting back $48.73. And once again, I'm still going to be reshipping you more items.
I don't want more items. I mean, we didn't even get the first items. Can I just go with the 75% refund and forget about it?
Let's see. I'm trying to get you as close to a full refund as I can, so give me just one moment.
Oh, thank you. Okay, thank you.
All right, yes, ma'am. So my supervisor just told me the closest that I can get is to do a 75% refund.
Okay, and then don't ship anything else, right?
Yes.
Okay, I guess we're going to have to settle for that.
So like I said, with the $69.97, you'll be getting back $52.48.
Uh-huh, and $48.73. Right?
Yes, give me one moment.
Okay.
$52.48 and the $64.97 goes to $48.73. So in total, you'll be getting back $101.21, okay?
$21. Okay. Thank you very much.
No problem. So you should have two emails to the email address of jcap37, cap with two P's, at gmail.com. Your email should be titled, "Your refund is on the way." One is for the $52.48. One is for the $48.73. Now that's going to be back into your account within the next 3 to 5 business days, okay?
Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
No problem. Thank you for calling customer service.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.